If you're a custodial supervisor at a local high school, you know that cleanliness is key and that the best place to get cleaning supplies is from Grainger. Grainger helps you stay fully stocked on the products you trust, from paper towels and disinfectants to floor scrubbers. Plus, you can rely on Grainger for easy reordering, so you never run out of what you need. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
Your life doesn't get better by chance. It gets better by change. They say it takes 21 days to build a habit. But what if I told you that just one focused week, 7 days of consistent effort, could be the turning point you've been waiting for? Most people spend months, even years, stuck in the same cycle, waking up tired, chasing distractions, making promises they never keep, hoping things will magically improve. I've been there. I know what it feels like to want change so badly, but not know where to start. That was me until I got fed up with my own excuses. I didn't overhaul my life overnight. I didn't climb a mountain or win the lottery. I simply chose 5 simple habits, small shifts that I committed to for 1 week. And those 5 habits sparked a transformation that gave me back my time, my energy, and most importantly, my belief in myself. This isn't about being perfect. It's about doing what works. And what works is momentum, small wins, daily discipline. The kind of habits that don't just change your schedule, they change your identity. So if you're tired of feeling stuck, if you're ready to finally take control, this message is for you. Today, I'm going to walk you through the 5 habits that changed my life in just 1 week. Stay with me for the next few minutes as I show you how to start small, stay consistent, and build a life you're proud of, one habit at a time. Let's dive in. Number 1. Start with one habit that matters. Let me be clear. The biggest mistake people make when trying to change their life is trying to change everything at once. It's tempting. You get motivated, feel fired up, and suddenly you want to fix your sleep, your diet, your finances, your goals, your relationships, all in one shot. But here's the truth that no one wants to admit. Real change doesn't come from massive overhauls. It comes from picking one thing and sticking with it until it becomes part of who you are. When I decided I'd had enough of living on autopilot, I didn't try to reinvent my entire life. I picked one habit, just one. I told myself, if I can do this consistently for a week, I'll prove to myself that change is possible. And that decision was the turning point. You don't need 10 habits. You need one habit done 10 times. Consistency beats intensity every single time. Let's take a look at James Clear, the author of Atomic Habits. Before he became a best-selling author, he wasn't chasing fame or massive goals. He started by committing to a simple habit, writing 1 page a day, just one. That act of showing up every single day without fail turned him into one of the most respected voices in personal development. Why? Because he understood that small actions, repeated over time, lead to big results. You don't build discipline overnight, you build it daily, one decision at a time. That's the secret. Most people miss. They think change has to be extreme to be effective, but extreme rarely lasts. What lasts is sustainable. What lasts is something so small, so doable, that you can't fail. That's where the magic begins. One push-up, one page, one walk, one glass of water. It sounds too easy, but that's the point. The goal is to lower the resistance so your brain can't come up with a reason not to do it. Once you build the streak, 2 days, then 3, then 5, your identity begins to shift. You no longer say, I'm trying to change. You start saying, this is who I am now. Here's how to apply it. Stop making a list of 10 habits. Don't download 5 new apps. Don't write a long to-do list that stresses you out. Pick one habit. Make it small. Make it daily. Make it matter. If you want to read more, commit to 10 pages. If you want to get fit, commit to 5 minutes of movement. If you want better mornings, start by waking up 15 minutes earlier. Don't try to change the world. Just try to win the next 7 days. There's something powerful about honoring your word to yourself. When you say you'll do something and you actually do it, even when no one's watching, you start building self-trust. And when you trust yourself, you no longer need outside motivation. You become the kind of person who shows up. That's where your confidence comes from. Not from being perfect, but from being consistent. So let this be your first move. Choose one habit that aligns with the life you want to build. Commit to doing it every single day for the next 7 days. No excuses. You're not aiming for massive results right now. You're aiming to prove to yourself that you can follow through. And once that habit sticks, you'll have a foundation strong enough to build anything on top of. Because the first real habit you build isn't reading or working out or waking up early. The first real habit you build is showing up for yourself. And once you master that, everything else becomes possible. Number two, prioritize small, consistent actions. There's a dangerous lie floating around in the world of personal development. The idea that life changes in one big moment, that there's a single breakthrough, a flash of brilliance, a sudden spark that transforms everything. And while those moments do exist, they're incredibly rare. You know what's far more common? Quiet, consistent effort, tiny decisions, small wins. That's the real secret behind lasting transformation. If you're trying to do something great, change your habits, chase your dreams, rebuild your mindset. Don't wait around for a perfect day. Don't wait to feel ready. Most people waste months, even years, waiting for motivation to show up. But motivation is inconsistent. What you really need is discipline. And discipline is built on consistency. It's not about how much you do once in a while. It's about what you do daily, especially when you don't feel like it. Let me give you a real example. Jerry Seinfeld, one of the most successful comedians in the world, didn't build his career by writing genius material in one sitting. He did something incredibly simple. Every day he sat down and wrote jokes. He marked an X on a wall calendar. Each day he did it. Over time, he had a chain of X's. And he had one rule. Don't break the chain. That's it. One joke a day. One page a day. One win a day. That's what built his confidence, his skill, and ultimately his legacy. This principle applies to every area of life. Want to get in shape? One workout won't do it. But one workout every day will change your body. Want to grow your business? One phone call might get ignored. But making one call every day builds connections, momentum, and opportunity. Want to be more present with your family? One good conversation every evening creates stronger relationships over time. The key is repetition, not intensity. Repetition. You see, the reason small, consistent actions work so well is because they sneak past resistance. They don't trigger fear. They don't overwhelm your brain. They're manageable, which means you're far more likely to do them. And the more you do them, the easier they become. You build rhythm. You build reliability. You become the kind of person who follows through. Most people don't fail because they don't try. They fail because they try to do too much, too soon, and then burn out. They think progress has to be dramatic to be meaningful. But it's the little things, the easy to overlook things, that shape who you are. One day of effort doesn't matter much, but 100 days of effort, that will change everything. Let's get practical. Think of an area of your life you've been struggling to improve. Maybe it's your finances. Maybe it's your energy. Maybe it's your confidence. Now ask yourself, what's one small thing you can do every day that would push that part of your life in a better direction? Not a huge commitment, not a 5-hour grind session, just one small action. Something that's so simple, you can't talk yourself out of doing it. Then do it every day. Track it. Keep score. Don't skip a day. Make it part of your routine, like brushing your teeth or turning off the lights. And don't let the simplicity fool you. These actions compound, like drops of water wearing down stone. Over time, they create deep change, quiet change, real change. It's also important to celebrate these small wins. Most people ignore them. They focus on what they haven't achieved yet. They beat themselves up over what's still undone. But when you acknowledge your progress, even the little things, you reinforce the behavior. You start to feel momentum. You start to believe in yourself again. And that belief is fuel. Imagine where your life would be 1 month from now if you committed to just one small action every day. Imagine where you'd be in 6 months, a year. It's not about being perfect. It's not about hitting home runs. It's about showing up day in, day out, no matter what. Here's the truth. Small actions done consistently are more powerful than bursts of inspiration. They build habits. They build trust. They build the kind of life you can be proud of. It doesn't matter how slow you're going, as long as you're moving forward. So the next time you're tempted to do it all at once, pause, breathe, and remember Jerry Seinfeld's calendar. 1x a day, 1 step, 1 win. That's how great things are built. Start now, start small. And whatever you do, don't break the chain. Number 3, limit distractions and protect your focus. Let's be real. Focus is one of the most valuable skills in the world today. And it's also one of the rarest. We live in a time when distractions are everywhere. Your phone buzzes, notifications pop up, someone sends a message. You scroll for just a second, and suddenly an hour has vanished. You feel busy, but you haven't moved forward. That's the trap. The illusion of productivity with no real progress. Here's the truth. Most people ignore. If you don't control your focus, the world will control it for you. Every app, every platform, every advertisement is fighting for your attention. And if you let them win, you lose. Your time, your energy, your clarity, your life. Distractions might not seem dangerous in the moment, but they quietly steal your potential. Think about how much more you could accomplish if your focus was laser sharp. What if for just 2 hours a day, you had deep, uninterrupted time to work on your goals? How much further would you be in 1 month, 1 year? Focus is the gateway to excellence, and protecting it is a skill you must build deliberately. Let's look at someone who built their success on this very idea. Cal Newport, the author of Deep Work. Newport doesn't use social media. He doesn't chase every trend. Instead, he carved out focused blocks of time every day to do deep, meaningful work, writing, thinking, creating. This practice of working without distraction didn't just help him write best-selling books. It made him a respected voice in productivity, research, and success. He didn't rely on constant motivation. He relied on focus. That's the mindset shift we need. Stop trying to do more. Start doing what matters, without distraction. You don't have to give up your phone or disappear from the world, but you do need boundaries. Distractions don't just come from technology. They also come from people, habits, clutter, and mental noise. The real question is, what's pulling your attention away from the life you're trying to build? It might be endless scrolling. It might be responding to everyone else's needs before your own. It might be jumping between tasks all day without completing anything. Whatever it is, it's time to fix it. Start small. Create one window of deep focus each day. It could be 30 minutes, an hour, or 2 hours. During that time, no notifications, no multitasking, no interruptions. Put your phone in another room. Close your inbox. Let people know you're unavailable. This isn't being rude. It's being responsible. You have to treat your attention like your most valuable asset, because it is. Every time you protect it, you take a step closer to your goals. Every time you waste it, you take a step further away. Let's be honest. You don't need more time. You need better focus. Most people have enough time to make progress. They just lose it to things that don't matter. A Netflix binge, an hour on social media, another quick scroll. These things feel relaxing, but they leave you empty. They don't move your life forward. Here's a challenge. Track your time for 1 day. Just one. Write down how you spend each hour. You'll be shocked at how much time disappears. Once you see it, you can fix it. You can reclaim it. Imagine what you could build with 2 extra focused hours a day. That's 60 hours a month. That's 720 hours a year. That's nearly a full month of work, reclaimed just by limiting distractions.
If you're a custodial supervisor at a local high school, you know that cleanliness is key and that the best place to get cleaning supplies is from Grainger. Grainger helps you stay fully stocked on the products you trust, from paper towels and disinfectants to floor scrubbers. Plus, you can rely on Grainger for easy reordering, so you never run out of what you need. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
And the best part, you don't need to work harder. You just need to work smarter. Focus doesn't happen by accident. It happens by design. So design your environment to support it. Clean your workspace. Turn off unnecessary notifications. Use tools like website blockers or timers to stay on track. And most importantly, train your brain. The more you practice focus, the stronger it becomes. This isn't about perfection. You're going to get distracted sometimes. That's okay. But you need a system to get back on track. A reset button. a habit of pausing and refocusing when your attention drifts. Over time, you'll notice something powerful. You're no longer a slave to your phone. You're no longer reacting to everything around you. You're in control. And when you control your focus, you control your outcomes. So here's your action step. Choose a daily focus block. Start with just 30 minutes. Pick one task that matters. Turn off everything else and go deep. No multitasking, no jumping tabs. Just pure uninterrupted effort. Do that consistently and you'll start seeing results faster than you imagined. Because in a world full of noise, focus is your edge. It's your weapon. And if you protect it fiercely, it will take you places distractions never could. Number four, take care of your health first. Let's talk about something most people don't realize until it's almost too late. Your health is not optional. It's not a side quest on your journey to success. It is the foundation of everything. You can have big dreams, clear goals, powerful habits, but if you don't have the energy to execute, nothing moves forward. When your body is tired, your mind is foggy. When your mind is foggy, your decisions suffer. And when your decisions suffer, your future suffers. It's that simple. People love to say, I don't have time to work out, or I'm too busy to eat healthy. But let's flip that for a second. How much time do you think it will cost you if you get sick? How much momentum will you lose if burnout hits? How many dreams will you postpone because your body can't keep up with your ambition? Let me give you a real example. Arianna Huffington, at the peak of her career, while building the Huffington Post, she collapsed at her desk. She was exhausted, sleep deprived, and pushing herself past the limit. That moment forced her to reevaluate everything. She realized that no success was worth sacrificing her well-being. From that day forward, she became an advocate for sleep, self-care, and health as non-negotiables, not luxuries. You don't need to wait for a collapse. You can make the shift now. Here's the reality. Your body is your engine. If the engine breaks down, the whole journey stops. And just like a car needs regular maintenance, so does your body. Not once in a while, every day, your energy, focus, discipline, and creativity all flow from your physical state. You're not lazy or unmotivated. You might just be exhausted. You might be running on fumes and blaming yourself for not being able to sprint. This is why health must come first. Because when your body feels strong, your mind follows. You're more resilient, more optimistic, more focused. Suddenly that hard task doesn't feel impossible. That big goal doesn't feel so far away. You don't need to push yourself to start. You want to start. Now, you don't need a gym membership or a six-pack. You don't need to go vegan or run marathons. What you need is movement, daily movement, fuel, hydration, rest, the basics, the fundamentals, because those are the things that unlock everything else. Let's start simple. Walk 20 minutes a day. Do bodyweight exercises, push-ups, squats, planks, drink more water, cut down the junk food. Get 7 to 8 hours of real, quality sleep. That's it. No perfection, no extremes. Just commitment to the essentials. If you're someone who works long hours or sits at a desk most of the day, this matters even more. Because your brain was never designed to stay sharp in a stagnant body. When you move, you stimulate your mind. You reset your nervous system. You shake off stress. You generate momentum. And it's not just physical, it's deeply mental. When you choose to take care of your body, you send yourself a powerful message. I matter. That mindset bleeds into everything. You stop tolerating low standards in other areas too. You show up better at work. You're more present in relationships. You're more courageous with your goals. Because a strong body builds a strong mind, and a strong mind is unstoppable. Think about it this way. Your health is an investment, not an expense. Every step you take, every stretch you do, every healthy meal you eat, it's a deposit into your future. And over time, those deposits add up. You start to feel better. You start to look better. You start to believe that maybe, just maybe, you really can do this. So what's the action step? Start with one health habit, just one. Pick a time in your day for movement. Maybe it's first thing in the morning. Maybe it's after work. Maybe it's a 10-minute break in the afternoon. Make it non-negotiable. Do it every day for 1 week, then build from there. Add in better sleep, cleaner food, more water, stack the wins. Don't wait for a crisis to take your health seriously. Don't wait until you're burned out, broken down, or fed up. Decide now that your body is worth protecting. Your energy is worth cultivating. Your future is worth showing up for. Because no matter how big your goals are, You only get one body to carry you there. Treat it like the powerhouse it is. Fuel it, strengthen it, respect it, and it will return the favor by giving you the strength to chase down every dream you've got. Take care of your health, not just for the way it makes you look, but for the way it makes you live. Number 5, track small wins to build big confidence. If there's one thing that silently shapes your self-image and long-term success, it's this: the way you measure progress. Most people only celebrate the big wins, getting the promotion, reaching the goal weight, launching the business. And while those moments are worth celebrating, they're not what keep you going day after day. What really fuels growth, what builds real confidence, the small wins, the ones no one sees, the ones that feel too small to matter, but matter more than you realize. Confidence isn't something you're born with. It's something you earn, and you earn it by doing what you said you would do, especially when it's hard. Every time you follow through, even in a small way, you reinforce belief in yourself. You start to think, I can do this. You start trusting your own word, and that's powerful. Let's look at an example from history, Benjamin Franklin. Long before habit trackers and digital planners, Franklin created a system to track his personal growth. He identified 13 virtues he wanted to develop, including things like temperance, industry, and humility. Each day, he marked whether he had upheld those virtues. He reviewed his chart weekly, reflected on his progress, and adjusted. That process, tracking and reflecting, helped him grow into one of the most respected thinkers, writers, and inventors of all time. What Franklin understood is something most people forget: what gets tracked gets improved. When you don't track your progress, you lose sight of how far you've come. You feel stuck, even when you're growing. You downplay your efforts, and that drains motivation. But when you can see your wins written down, checked off, documented, you feel momentum, and momentum creates motivation. Let's get practical. How do you start tracking your small wins? It doesn't have to be complicated. Start a habit tracker. Use a notebook, an app, or a simple checklist. Each day, write down one thing you did well. Maybe you drank more water. Maybe you resisted a distraction. Maybe you pushed through a task you didn't feel like doing. That's a win. Record it. Over time, these little notes become a story. They tell you you're not the same person you were a week ago. And that story becomes your identity. You stop saying, I can't stick to anything. And you start saying, I'm someone who follows through. That shift in self-perception is life-changing. This works in any area of life. Want to save more money? Track each time you say no to an unnecessary purchase. Want to improve your fitness? Log every workout, no matter how short. Want to grow your mindset? Write down every book you read, podcast you finish, or journal entry you complete. The win doesn't have to be big. It just has to be real. Now here's the magic. When you track small wins, you also build resilience. Because let's face it, there are going to be hard days. Days where motivation is low. Days when progress feels invisible. But if you've been tracking, you'll have proof that you are making progress. You'll be able to look back and say, maybe today wasn't perfect, but I've come too far to quit. Now, that's how you keep going when most people stop. There's also something deeply satisfying about closing the day with a win, even a tiny one. You go to bed knowing you didn't just let the day pass, you used it. You made it count. That's where fulfillment starts. Not in the finish line, but in the process. You don't have to wait for permission to feel proud of yourself. You don't have to achieve something massive to feel like a success. You just have to commit to showing up, doing your best, and recording the journey. Day by day, you'll become stronger, sharper, and more self-assured. Let me give you one more reason why this matters. The world won't always clap for you. You won't always get a round of applause when you wake up early, stay disciplined, or choose growth over comfort. That recognition has to come from you. And when you track your progress, you give yourself the credit you deserve. You become your own coach, your own cheerleader, your own source of drive. So here's your challenge. For the next 7 days, track one win a day, just one. At the end of the week, read them back. You'll be surprised by how much you've actually done. And more importantly, you'll feel the difference. That's when you know it's working. Because success isn't built in huge leaps. It's built in tiny, invisible steps. It's built in quiet victories, in small wins that nobody claps for, but that you keep showing up for anyway. Track them, honor them, build your confidence brick by brick. And soon enough, you'll look around and realize you've become someone unstoppable. So here we are, You've heard the five habits that changed my life in just 1 week. And if you've made it this far, there's a part of you that's ready, not just to listen, but to live differently. Maybe for the first time in a long time, you're starting to believe that transformation isn't some distant dream. It's something you can reach, and it starts with small, powerful steps. Let's recap. You start by choosing one habit that matters, not 10, not everything at once, just one. Because progress doesn't begin with overwhelming change. It begins with a clear focus and daily follow through. Then you prioritize small, consistent actions, because life isn't changed by what you do once in a while. It's shaped by what you do daily, especially when no one's watching. Consistency turns effort into identity. Next, you cut the distractions and protect your focus. Your attention is your most valuable currency, and if you don't guard it, the world will spend it for you. You can either scroll through life or show up for it. Then you remember to take care of your health, because your body is the vehicle that carries your purpose. No energy means no progress. No vitality means no vision. A strong body creates a sharp mind, and both are essential for success. And finally, you track your small wins, because what gets measured gets improved. Confidence isn't about arrogance, it's about evidence. It's about showing yourself, day by day, that you are growing, you are moving, and you are becoming who you're meant to be. Now let me ask you this. What if you actually did this? What if you took the next 7 days and applied everything you just heard? What would your life look like 1 week from today? Would you feel more confident, more focused, more in control? You already know the answer. Don't wait for the perfect time. Don't wait until you feel ready. The most powerful decision you can make is to start right now, right here, exactly as you are. Because a better life isn't built in a single moment of inspiration. It's built in daily decisions, in quiet commitment, in tiny steps that no one claps for, but that change everything. Give yourself that 1 week, just one. Show up for your goals, show up for your health, show up for your future. And when the week is over, you won't just feel different, you'll be different. Remember this, the life you want is waiting on the other side of your discipline. So start with one habit, stay consistent, stay focused. Take care of your body, track your wins. And when you do, you won't just change your week, you'll change your life.
If you're a maintenance supervisor at a manufacturing facility and your machinery isn't working right, Grainger knows you need to understand what's wrong as soon as possible. So when a conveyor motor falters, Grainger offers diagnostic tools like calibration kits and multimeters to help you identify and fix the problem. With Grainger, you can be confident you have everything you need to keep your facility running smoothly. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
With Robinhood, not only can you trade individual stocks and ETFs, you can also seamlessly buy and sell crypto at low costs. Trade all in one place. Get started now on Robinhood. Trading crypto involves significant risk. Crypto trading is offered through an account with Robinhood Crypto LLC. Robinhood Crypto is licensed to engage in virtual currency business activity by the New York State Department of Financial Services. Crypto held through Robinhood Crypto is not FDIC insured or SIPC protected. Investing involves risk, including loss of principal. Securities trading is offered through an account with Robinhood Financial LLC, member SIPC, a registered broker dealer.